The countdown begins. It's almost New Year's. Gosh, what a great way to start it off with Cannabis Healing with Paxton Quigley. Paxton, good morning.
Good morning, and how are you from Miami? It's nice and warm here. And hello to all of our Cannabis Healing listeners out there. Well, folks, 2018 is ending shortly, and what a year it's been for cannabis. If 2018 was the year of Canadian cannabis, I think 2019 will be America's time in the cannabis spotlight. And of course, one of our major national legislation successes of 2018 now allows hemp to be legally grown for the first time since it was banned a long time ago in 1937. That's certainly going to help the farmers out there. Other cannabis achievements in 2018 include three red states legalized medical cannabis. Pro-legalization candidates won governor's races. And, surprisingly enough, longtime anti-cannabis candidates flipped and supported marijuana reform. So, yes, 2018 was a year for cannabis, which bodes very well for 2019. And today's guest is Chanel Lindsay. She's an attorney, an activist, and according to High Times magazine, an activist who's one of the most influential people in cannabis. She's also the founder and CEO of a company called Ardent Cannabis, A-R-D-E-N-T. Chanel, welcome to Cannabis Healing with Paxton Quigley. How are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm doing great.
Good. Now, tell us a bit about yourself in terms of the cannabis industry. I understand you created a machine to heat cannabis in order to make it orally active, which has everything to do with making edibles, which is now extremely popular. How did you do that?
So my journey with cannabis started, it seemed like forever ago, but really about 18 years ago after my son was born. And at that time, I discovered that I had an ovarian cyst and that I decided that I was going to take my health into my own hands and I was going to use this medicine that I knew people were starting to use in California because they had compassionate use at the time. And I decided that I was going to start making edibles and topicals. And this was really back in kind of the dark ages of cannabis, you know, almost 20 years ago. And I was really stabbing at the dark back then, making these products, and came to understand the pitfalls that people are experiencing when they are trying to access and turn the flower into an active and available medicine. What a lot of people don't realize is that in the actual cannabis plant itself, there is no THC or CBD. It's actually in an acid form. And that acid form has to be converted to bioavailable THC and CBD before you can eat it or use it as a suppository or a topical or any of these other methods other than smoking. And so understanding and going through all of the difficulties for over a decade making these products, when medical marijuana came to Massachusetts in 2012, I got the opportunity to start testing my own medicine that I had been making at a laboratory. And I was amazed to discover that even after becoming an expert after 10 years, I was wasting or failing to convert over 30 to 40% of the active product. And so through those experiences at the laboratory, I honed in on the right timing and temperature for preparing it and went and took that information and turned it into a little tabletop device that anybody, even if they've never used cannabis before, can take raw plant material and turn it into a dispensary-grade edible right in their own home.
Now, how much does this product cost?
So the unit's $210, which is, you know, well below the cost of an ounce of cannabis. And what we find is people are able to use a tiny fraction of the amount that they used before if they've already made edibles in the past. And if they haven't before made it, they can quickly see how much they can save from the dispensary. I mean, we're talking about a tenth of the cost that it would be at a dispensary for making a product that you'd be able to make in your own home. So for medical patients especially, this is really important to them because, you know, we don't want people to be priced out of using this really important medicine.
Well, this is a fascinating story. It's quite amazing. But I also know that you know a lot about the industry, and we all know that medical cannabis is now legal in 32 states. Do you think that pharmaceuticals are responding in a good way to get an increase in evidence that medical marijuana has obvious and often extraordinary benefits?
I think the pharmaceutical intervention or participation in the cannabis industry is definitely a double-edged sword, right? We've seen cannabis as really the antidote to some of the harmful pharmaceuticals that we know that are on the market, like opioids. And of course, all medicine has its place. But I'm talking about the overuse of some of these pharmaceuticals and the harmful side effects that could be avoided where cannabis is a healthier and easier alternative for people. What certainly is a big concern at this point is whether or not cannabis is going to kind of be forced into a pharmaceutical-only mode, right? So I think the main concern is whether cannabis is going to be kind of forced into a pharmaceutical model, because we know that people should be able to access cannabis just by growing it on their own and being able to process it. But certainly, pharmaceutical companies and the research behind them will be a great complement to the anecdotal evidence that we already have. But really, what we need there is some federal movement so that everybody, not just pharmaceutical industries, so that more institutions and universities and colleges and research hospitals can also have access to contribute to the research in the area.
I want to ask you now to turn to another area. What do you think will happen in 2019 in terms of the legalization trend? Will some of the conservative states where prohibition seems to be really ingrained in them, do you think that they'll change? Maybe they'll change because they'll see that they economically can make more money through taxes. What do you think will happen to these what we call red states?
Well, legalization in any state usually follows a very prescriptive model. And usually that model starts with some sort of decriminalization and then moves towards medical before moving towards adult use. So I think that we will continue to see the number of states prohibiting medical use dwindle. And I think that we certainly have seen that there is really broad support for sick people being able to use whatever medicine that they want. So I think that we'll see that trend continue. On the East Coast, I think we're going to see major movements towards adult use, but I do think that's going to be slower to come in those red states and in the Deep South. I still think that there's quite a bit more work to do before those states are primed for full legalization. And I think it is going to take a look at Massachusetts and these other states who have legalized recently to continue to add to that economic incentive before we're really going to see these other states make a leap.
And what do you see on the worldwide stage? I know, South Korea now is legalizing medical marijuana. There's talk that Singapore is going to go into doing that and actually harvesting and selling its crop to South Korea. Do you see this as a worldwide happening?
Absolutely. And what I think is very interesting about the global expansion of cannabis is that now you're starting to the countries allow the importing of cannabis and exporting. And again, that really starts to kind of fly in the face of what's happening here in the U.S. And I'm really hoping that continued global advancement bodes well for what's happening here in the U.S., especially for things like the States Act and, the efforts that Cory Gardner and Elizabeth Warren are pushing forward.
Now, do you see it become a commodity like oil is a commodity so that it has a worldwide market price, for example? Do you see that coming maybe in the next 5 years? I'm not saying next year. That it'll be such an important commodity that it will really have a so-called true price on it.
I don't think we'll see that within the next 5 years, because I don't think that we will see a federal solution in the U.S. that will lead to standardization of prices. I do think that the solution on the for the U.S. is going to be something like the States Act, which is the federal government saying, hey, states can decide. And so I still think that you're going to see the type of differentiation in price like that we see from now Oregon to Massachusetts. I think that that's still going to persist. But certainly that we're going to get to more stable levels in places like Massachusetts where the industry is just up and running. But I think 5 years is too short of a time to think that everything is going to be ironed out. I've been in this industry for quite some time now, and I've also privy to, you know, papers and discussions that I've seen happening between people in this industry that, you know, that span back to the early, you know, 70s and late 60s, where people are saying, oh, federal legalization is definitely coming in within the next 5 years, you know. So I'm very, very reticent to make claims or think that things are going to move that quickly, even though it is really exciting, you know, how far we've come and what the trajectory looks
like.
Yes,
you know, I'd love to talk more with you about this. I'm sure our listeners are interested, but we have a short segment, and I do want you to give out your website so that people can find out more about, what are you calling your gizmo, a cooker, a marijuana cooker?
Yes, we call it a decarboxylator and infuser because people can activate their material and then they can actually use that, smoke it, and vape it, get higher from it. Then they can eat it, turn it into suppositories or topicals or any product that you can think of. And then
well, it's really fantastic what you're doing. Please give out the website.
Yes, it's www.ardentcannabis.com. It's ardent cannabis.com.
Well, thank you for being on with us. We'll have you on again. It's fabulous talking to you. Take care.
Aspen, take care.
Thank you. Well, that was an interesting one for us. She gave us some ideas of what will be happening in the future. Anyway, I want to say thank you to all of our Cannabis Healing listeners. And please visit us at Cannabis Healing with Paxton Quigley, either on Facebook and Twitter. All of us want to wish you a very happy and healthy holiday season. I'm Paxton Quigley.